Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Y'all, I am beyond excited to share with you CBD in today's episode. CBD has been a pretty big buzzword recently. A lot of people are getting into it, discovering it, talking about it, trying to understand it and break the taboo that our culture has around CBD. And I was recently contacted by a woman named Danielle Smith, who owns a woman-owned CBD company called Rooted Life. And I knew that I had to try it out because I not only wanted to have her on the show just to talk about CBD and the benefits of it for people with anxiety and depression, but break down what a lot of us think when we hear CBD. Break that down. Look, what's true? What's false? What can CBD really do? So today we're going to be speaking with Miss Danielle, who knew she needed to make a drastic decision for her mental health after 14 years of working in human resource management. She took a leap of faith and left her job to find her place in the cannabis industry after the plant helped both her and her loved ones find relief from a variety of ailments, and she made it her mission to educate her community and destigmatize this powerful plant. Danielle's involvement in the cannabis industry includes Maine Medical Marijuana Caregiving Services, where she worked directly with patients to identify the best methods of consumption and appropriate dosage levels based on the individual. Working with CBD derived from hemp plants allowed her to expand her mission nationally and provide assistance to many more people experiencing physical or mental pain, looking for a safe, natural alternative to traditional medications, and are unsure of what methods of consumption are available. Most importantly, she wanted to provide high-quality, tested products, knowing that this can be one of the biggest challenges for consumers. When she's not working, she can be found having epic dance parties in the kitchen with her 3-year-old daughter, living in the moment with her family and friends, and traveling to explore new places and cultures. This woman knows her CBD business, and she's going to be sharing so many beautiful nuggets of wisdom around it today. And please be sure to go to the show notes of this episode, mattymoon.com/Danielle-Smith, to check out those products. She also has journaling prompts and pages for you on her website. So many goodies that you're definitely going to want to check out. Before we head on over, I have two more things. First is the show sponsor today, and that is Audible. If you want to get a free book and a 30-day free trial of Audible, go to audibletrial.com/mindbodymusings. And other than that, I want to share with you the review of the week. It's been a while since I've read one off. This one comes from Ashley's Be Fit Be You, and she says, I look forward to your podcasts every week with 5 stars. Maddie, first off, I just have to say thank you. You are a beautiful soul, and I look forward to everything you put into the universe. I have been listening to you and following you for 2 years now. You have contributed to my personal growth on so many levels. Thank you for everything you do. It's like you always know just what to put out there that I need to listen to, and there are always so many aha moments during your podcasts. You are incredible, and keep being you. I appreciate the amazing work you put into your life, your podcast, and social media. You are truly an inspiration. Thank you. I hope one day to have the privilege of going on a retreat or having you as my coach. Thank you, Ashley, from the bottom of my heart for those sweet, kind, genuine words. I would love to have you as a client one day when the time is right, or have you at one of my retreats. It's always so magical for me to read words like this, whether it come on a iTunes show review or it comes through social media or through email. I want you all to know how much I truly appreciate the words that you send my way, and the gratitude and recognition, and hearing your stories is one of the most powerful things that happens in my day-to-day life. Knowing how the podcast has helped you over the past couple years or past couple days, or knowing how a retreat has served you, just please know that anytime you reach out to someone that has profoundly impacted your life, whether or not you get a response, it means a lot to them. It really does. It keeps them going. It keeps them inspired. It might sound cheesy, but my biggest sources of inspiration, they are from all of you and your stories and your endurance and your perseverance and your dedication to your own journey and your own path. So thank you. I'm honored and I'm grateful to have those stories shared with me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so with all of that said, I think it's time we head on over to this podcast episode with Danielle Smith to hear all about CBD.
You are now entering the Mind Body Musings podcast. If you find yourself hungry for growth, eager for inspiration, and longing for self-improvement, welcome home. Hosted by motivational speaker and life coach Maddie Moon, you can be certain you will learn how to change your life in magical ways in each and every episode. Are you ready to stop caring what other people think? Is it time you break limiting beliefs and empower your whole being? Do you know how to use the one life you've been given to the absolute fullest? Join Maddie Moon and her inspirational guests every Wednesday for the life-altering discussions on freedom, vulnerability, abundance, and so much more. For more insight, grab your free gift on MaddieMoon.com and uncover your own once-in-a-lifetime greatness within. If you have kind words to say, feel free to leave a review on the show in iTunes or send your favorite episode to a friend. We look forward to hearing your insights and growing together in unexpected ways. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Maddie Moon.
Okay, welcome to the podcast, Miss Danielle. I am so excited to be talking about CBD and all the things with you today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so good. It's a beautiful day in California, and it just feels really energetic and alive, and I love days like this. Yeah, it's
absolutely. I'm feeling that energy on the East Coast here. I'm based in Massachusetts, but it's a beautiful, unusual fall day today. So,
you know, I've been to Massachusetts once, and I went to the Kripalu Center is there. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
How did you like it? I haven't yet. I actually just moved here about 10 weeks ago now, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. What was your experience?
So I hosted a retreat there. So it was a little bit different because I was going into like my masculine mode of like, I'm holding the container for everyone. So I didn't really drop in to receive in a way, because I was hosting, but the experience, I want to go back and I want to take some workshops and really use it as me time to slow down and dive in deeper of like my own healing and growth. But it's a really beautiful center. It was slightly different than what I expected because it's to me, what I felt was a more, it felt very energetically somber the weekend I was there. It was a very heavy energy there. Like it felt like a lot of people were working through a lot of stuff. And I think that it depends on when you go, but I could just feel this collective heaviness there. And I didn't absolutely love that because I think it was like for my kind of retreats, I want like an energetic, like the way I started this podcast off, like I really feed off of that energy. But it was gorgeous. And if you're looking for a place where you can really unpack things and like slow down and be one with nature, I do think it's a wonderful place for that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for the recommendation. I'll have to check it out.
Well, you're so welcome. Okay, putting that aside, I want to focus on you. And I want to talk about all the things that led you to where you are today. But my very first question for you is, right now, what are you currently musing about?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say just the continuation of my CBD business and trying to figure out the next move in the right direction for us as we continue to rapidly expand. And I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more, but for us, the most important thing about our business is really simplifying the CBD experience for people, both from a product perspective, so making sure that you're only getting what you need in your product, and also from an educational perspective. And that's where we are really strategizing on how to best scale our educational component while ensuring that all of our customers and anyone that's curious about CBD has access to reliable and trustworthy information.
Mm, yes. Yes. Amen. I love that. I mean, it's more than just a muse. It's a lot of different things of research and studying. And that's your life's work right now, it sounds like, which I'm so excited to chat about. But before we go into that, I want to know what even led you to CBD and your passion for CBD and getting the word out about this. So start wherever you'd like. I want to just hear your journey and your experience and your story, particularly around where were you and how did you get here?
Sure. So that is a great question. I'm happy to unpack that for you. So as my earliest memory as a child was a memory filled with anxiety. And it reflecting back, it was the silliest example, but it was I was in preschool and we were sharing little donut holes and I was given a jelly one and I didn't like jelly. And I had this meltdown because I was so concerned with telling somebody that I didn't like the jelly donut. And it sounds silly as an adult.
So relate now, right now. I'm like,
right. And it's like that is my earliest memory. It's that feeling of dread and anxiety. And so it's something that I really struggled with for my whole life. I'm 35 now. And just a couple of years ago, I was running the rat race in a corporate environment and working in mergers and acquisitions. And that's very heavy and weighing on somebody when you're telling somebody that, you know, their position has been eliminated, for example. And I had a hard time releasing a lot of that. I'm a very empathetic person. I'm very sensitive. And so that energy didn't vibe well with me. And ultimately, what happened is in January of 2017, I had what felt like just an emotional breakdown and lost it, essentially. And I was on my kitchen floor in tears and just knowing that there had to be a better way and that this wasn't a normal feeling, this constant dread and anxiety. So what I ended up doing was I was already working in the cannabis industry. Specifically, my husband and I were Maine medical marijuana caregivers, which meant that we were growing the marijuana plant for qualified patients in the state. And while I'd been working with these other patients for different ailments, including anxiety, I had never stopped to focus on myself and see how the plant would benefit me in that particular area. So I had a very very close friend of mine who was already in the CBD business asked me why I hadn't tried just CBD, not marijuana, but purely CBD. And to be honest with you, I was skeptical. I didn't think that it was going to do anything for me because I felt like my anxiety was so bad that nothing was going to touch it unless I was on a pharmaceutical that didn't make me feel like me. So at that point, I figured, why not? Let's give it a shot. I tried a dose of CBD before going into a trade show, which normally would be a very anxiety-provoking situation for me. And I don't even remember being anxious for the entire day. I remember finishing the day off and looking at my husband and saying, whoa, I had the most amazing experience today. I felt like me, and I couldn't explain it to him in a way that made a lot of sense, I don't think. But what sort of took place in the weeks and months after was my own CBD journey and finding a quality product that I could take every day and trying to figure out how to take it and how much to take it and what felt normal to me. And going through that process, I started to share my experience with friends and family and started working with them on how CBD could help them from the same or similar ailments with anxiety and depression, but all the way through to, you know, MS and chemotherapy treatments and the symptoms that come along with that, restless leg syndrome. I mean, all of these things were just starting to come out of the woodwork, and I found myself behind the computer screen trying to help my family and loved ones figure out what would work best for them. And that sort of just developed into a business from there as I was referred to more and more people, you know, friends of friends that were sharing their experiences and wanted to learn more and knew that they could trust me to help them to find the right product and hold their hand through that journey to figure out how much they should be taking and how to take it and what time of day and so on and so forth.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I mean, you're speaking right into my soul right now just about the experiences you had as a child with being so entirely anxious and then like not knowing what to do with it at all, having no tools, about like the jelly and the donut. Like, I'm still thinking about that because I'm just like, I know that feeling. To relate to you, I have this experience or this really vivid memory of we had a housekeeper that would come once a week and clean, which is like such a great thing. Like, as an adult now, I'm like, man, I wish I could have a housekeeper come once a week and clean everything. But like, as a kid, I didn't understand that like when a housekeeper comes, they need to move things around to clean. And I would have, I don't exactly know if it's a panic attack or not, but I would have these breakdowns. I kid you not, breakdowns from the housekeeper coming and moving my picture frame around and moving my Barbie dolls into a different place. But this happened from being a child to coming home from college. I would leave my home, go to college for a semester, come back, and my bed would be moved like a foot to the right, the entire bed, so that my mom could fold the sheets easily because it's not against the wall. And mm-hmm. I would throw the biggest tantrum, crying, like, from the bed being moved over. And this continued in various, like, places in my life. And that's why I speak a lot to women about learning how to step into your flow and ability to go with the flow and surrender whenever you're a control freak. But, like, there are things we can do that are not just around looking at those deeper issues and unpacking them and talking about them. There's like actual tools we can use, like CBD, which is why I think this is going to be so fascinating to all the listeners right now who have never even heard about this. And then for people who have heard about it, but still are skeptical, which for me, I'm kind of still one of those people.
Sure.
Not so much right now after using your products, because I've been using now the all-in-one tincture for like a month and I am noticing subtle shifts. But man, I just wanted to acknowledge you for that story and also you giving out insight and advice to people, but thinking like you're so deep into the anxiety, it won't help you. And I think a lot of people are probably feeling that way. Like, how could something so simple like help me with my anxiety and my depression that I'm struggling with? So before we go any further, I want to talk about the difference between CBD. What is CBD? Does that stand for something? And marijuana, because we got to break down some taboo that might be there.
Absolutely. So CBD is short for cannabidiol. And cannabidiol is one of the compounds found in the cannabis plant. So the cannabis plant has two derivatives. It has the hemp plant, which is where all of the CBD products that my company sells come from. And then there is the marijuana plant, which is what most people are used to, that has a high concentration of THC, and THC is what most people associate with marijuana, which is the psychoactive inducing effect. So it makes you feel high. Now, the difference between the two is that CBD doesn't have that psychoactive component. So while they're both compounds from that same plant, they do interact with your body differently, and that THC will provide a high feeling, and CBD, interestingly enough, can actually counteract that THC high feeling. So if anybody ever has an experience where, and I've dealt with this quite a lot, somebody's had a bad pot brownie experience, for example, back in college or whenever, and they're afraid of the plant in general now. We're actually hearing more and more stories about people that are taking high dosages of CBD to counteract that, to bring that person down and help them to feel normal again.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, that's really fascinating. So when you're taking any sort of CBD, whether you're ingesting it in some way or you're putting it on your body, there's absolutely no high effects.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And so another question I was wondering, just because I'm thinking other people are probably thinking this, but what if you work at a place and they do drug testing and they make sure that you're absolutely clean from all drugs, including weed? What if you do CBD products? Are you generally fine?
That is a really great question. And I think that there's a lot of confusion out there. So there are two types of CBD products. There is one that's called full spectrum or broad spectrum, which means that it's using the entire plant. That's what you want because it's going to give you the best medicinal effects. because the plant works best in its whole form. However, you can isolate just that CBD compound out of the plant, which means you're not getting any other compounds, which is a combination of other cannabinoids, which in the hemp plant is less than 0.3% THC, but there are other ones like CBG and CBN that are also non-psychoactive that complement CBD and help enhance the effect. It's called the entourage effect. But there are folks that have these concerns about the drug test where if you were taking a very high concentration of a hemp product, say thousands of milligrams a day, and in some cases if a person is trying to treat a specific medical condition like a cancer, then they could test positive just from that 0.3% THC that's in that broad spectrum product. So by taking an isolated product, which is 100% CBD, they strip out the THC and everything else from it, you won't test positive because they are checking for the THC in your bloodstream and not the CBD.
Ah, okay. Good to know. Thank you for sharing that. I think that'll clear up a lot because I bet a lot of people out there are just nervous to try it because they're anxious about their company finding out.
Exactly. and I can sympathize coming from, you know, a human resources background. You definitely don't want to be putting your job at risk with drug policies in place there.
Yeah. You don't want to have a reason to get more anxiety about curing the anxiety.
Right.
Okay. So when it comes to, so let's start with like one of your products. I've got the things that you've sent me here and I'm almost out actually of the all-in-one tincture. I'm curious. So after the past few years of me working on myself with personal development and meditation and just doing the work, the life coaching work that I do, I know that a lot of my anxiety has leveled out in the brain, like particularly the brain, especially through meditation. Like that helps a lot with my anxiety. But I'm curious, like sometimes I don't know what effects the CBD is doing for me. I can't really tell because maybe there are very subtle changes. So what are some of the subtle changes that people who have been doing the work on their anxiety and already have progressed really far, what are some of the things that they can notice after taking CBD to see that it's making some sort of impact on them?
I love this question because it's one that I personally struggled with about a year ago into my CBD journey and wondered, is this even working? And so I think the best way to kind of attack that question is, firstly, with regular pharmaceutical drugs, when you take them, they typically have other side effects that you can have. So, for example, if you take, an opioid pill, you're going to have a whole slew of other sorts of symptoms that you may end up needing secondary pharmaceuticals to take care of for you. With CBD, instead of creating these other side effects, it's simply removing side effects from your life. So you may feel completely normal, which is exactly how I felt. I felt like I could be unapologetically me on CBD. That's the best way that I've been able to describe it, because I've just felt normal. Yeah. And so I came to a point in time, I said, all right, I'm going to stop taking this because I don't think it's working for me. And within 2 weeks, I knew it. I woke up one day and I said, my anxiety has re-peaked. I feel it again. The CBD's worked its way out of my system. So what I typically recommend to anybody starting out on their journey is to journal about it. And the best way to do it is just sit down the first morning that you're ready to take your CBD, or if you're already into it, that's fine too, and just jot down some symptoms that you're looking for help with. So if it's anxiety, maybe it's heart palpitations, maybe it's panic attacks, perhaps you're taking it for pain, maybe you're recording your pain level as a 7 today, and it's, you know, an 8 by the end of the day. Whatever you can do to track your symptoms before you take it is critical, because when you begin to take it every day, those symptoms are going to go away versus you feeling a powerful effect from the drug in the same way that you could, for example, an antibiotic. So it's important to constantly check in with yourself day to day when you're starting this out, log those symptoms, and track it over the course of a week or so. And if you're noticing that things aren't really changing for you, or maybe you feel a little bit of an effect but not enough, then it's time for you to increase your dose. So for me, I started at a 10 milligram dose, which is about a half dropper full of the bottle that you have. And I took that once a day for about a week and a half before doubling that dose. And I continued to do so until I leveled out and felt like this is where I feel comfortable at. And that ended up being at 30 milligrams a day. That's going to be totally different for everybody and totally different based on the ailments that you're trying to attack. And that's just because every one of us is different. We all have different bodies, and we all deal with pain and inflammation and anxiety in totally different ways.
Okay. 30 milligrams a day is where you said that you ended up going at.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And would that mean, so like with the bottle that I have, would that be a full of the dropper, like the full thing?
That would be about two dropper fulls.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Beautiful. And so what happens if you take too much?
You might be a little sleepy, but that's about it. You are never going to overdose on CBD. And that is the most critical thing for people to know. You will never overdose. There is not too much that you can take. You will not wind up in the hospital. This is totally natural, and no one has ever overdosed from it. Mm. That being said, there are some specific ailments like anxiety where you can end up taking too much and that it could start to have an adverse effect. So you don't want to be chugging a whole bottle figuring, well, my anxiety is really bad, I need a whole bottle of this stuff for it to work for me. You really need to pay attention to your body in those first few weeks and figure out exactly where you feel that normalcy so that you're not wasting your money and taking too much that you don't need to take.
Yeah. I agree. And that's really good to know, because I was curious about that, if you could take too much and what would happen. And so if you don't want to be taking, if you don't necessarily want to be taking more of the CBD, but you want to enhance the amount that you're already taking, what tips do you have for getting the biggest shifts, the biggest bang for your buck, I guess, how to say?
Sure. So a couple of things. One would be you could split your dose into two. So take some in the morning and some in the evening. Really important to pay attention to your body when you first start to do that, because I have heard from some people that it gives them an energy boost, and some people it makes them sleepy. So you may find that you need to take your full dose in the morning so it doesn't affect your sleep at night, or vice versa. The other number one tip that I have for people is, if you're taking CBD by using a tincture, instead of mixing it into a drink or taking it with food, the number one way for you to get that into your system is by taking it sublingually, which means that you're putting the drops underneath your tongue and leaving it there for about 30 to 60 seconds before swallowing it. And what that does is it's allowing the CBD to go right into your bloodstream, rather than processing through your digestive system, where it can be filtered out through the liver and you can lose some of that efficiency of it.
Mm. What does that taste like? Does it taste like nothing?
So ours is an MCT base. So it's a little bit of a nutty flavor, but it's nothing that I would call gross or intolerable by any stretch. I'm an extremely picky eater, very texture-oriented person, and I've not had any personal issues with it. Most people are just telling me it tastes like that nutty sort of flavor.
I might try that, because as of right now, I've been putting about one full dropper into my coffee, and then I also mix it with MCT, more MCT. So it just tastes like a whole bunch of MCT in my coffee, which works really well. But I just want to see what that's like, just to not have anything get lost whenever it's being processed in my body, and just see if it feels. I mean, I will share with you that. So whenever I do changes or I add things in my life, I'm always trying so many different things. So I never really know exactly what it is. But I will share this. When I was in Portland, because me and my boyfriend are traveling around right now, and so we were in Portland for a month. We're in LA right now, and then we're in New York next. And in Portland, when you sent this to me, I mean, of course, it was like a different energy there. And it was a little bit, I've already shared on a podcast, maybe you heard this one, but like the place that we stayed in was really dark. So our moods were already a little bit dampened. And we were just like nitpicky all the time. And I was feeling really anxious a lot. So there is that. And then I started taking the CBD. And we also moved to California. So it's like sunny and it's bright and it's beautiful. And like our moods are different. But also, I have been feeling way less anxious. Like way That's less great. Anxious. Things that I would, he would, might say something, my boyfriend might say something, and I might latch onto it and be like, well, let's dissect this. What did you mean by this? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this.
Yes.
I'm so easygoing and like laughing about things and like just letting it go. And like, of course, I'm like, well, that's just because we're getting to know each other. And like, I don't take things as seriously, which might be true. Cause it's still a pretty new relationship, but also like, this totally might be one of the reasons why, because I am taking this and I'm taking it every single day. It's just easier for me to not, it feels very natural, like not to latch on to these little things. And I've asked a few of my friends who take CBD religiously, like I know a few women who are in the coaching business and they are huge CBD fans and they're very similar to me, and knowing that it works for them so well and hearing all that you're talking about this, it gives me like just the idea that yes, this stuff is real. It's really working. And I've heard so many success stories from it. It's pretty inspiring.
It truly is. And you really hit the nail on the head, I think, with saying that maybe things just aren't bothering you as much anymore. That's very similar to my experience. It's back to that unapologetically me thing where I would be obsessing over certain things that people said, or did I do or say something wrong? And I don't have that same sort of obsession anymore. It doesn't feel the same way to me. And that's what a lot of people around me have experienced specific to the anxiety. But there are so many other ailments that can be profoundly helped with CBD that have physical symptoms that are a lot easier for people to recognize, yes, this is definitely helping me, or a loved one that's tried it.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you said about not taking it for a while and then see what the changes are, that's probably one of the best ways to see how much it is affecting you.
Definitely. And you had mentioned earlier meditation. Meditation has been huge for me as well. And part of my getting better and feeling better was also finding those other tools in my anxiety toolkit. So not just CBD, but meditation and yoga and mindfulness. So while I definitely think that CBD can help people with anxiety, I would also want to make sure they understood this is not a cure-all. You have to put the work into it, but it makes it so much easier to do that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. It's a toolbox. It's a toolkit. Right. And yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about your specific products and like what you recommend for what, but I also was just curious, just cause it's popping into my head. Because you've done all this research, do you know much then about THC? Like, do you know a fair amount around THC, because I know CBD is your specialty, because I just have something interesting I do want to bring up. Okay.
I do, yes. So back when I was a caregiver, we dealt primarily with THC for about 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Okay. I thought this was funny, but so I'll be totally honest with everyone listening to this. I smoked here and there throughout college. Never really liked it. First off, this is kind of funny. Okay. So you said that people have bad experiences with THC. This isn't necessarily, I remember the first ever time I smoked. I was in college and it was like one of my first weeks in college, and it was just a night out on the town, and it was, oh my God, I will never forget that night. It was a disaster. I won't share that. But what I will say is there was, whenever I switched colleges, I went from going to school in, oh no, this was in Arkansas. Yeah, this was in Arkansas. Okay, so when I stayed in Arkansas, there was one night that me and my really good friend wanted to just like sit in the car and listen to music and like talk about the universe and like just, you know, really go there. And I remember he smoked all the time, and so we smoked. And I, being an anxious person, and that THC just made it so much worse.
Oh yeah.
Did not chill me out. It made me so much more anxious. I remember my brain latched onto the idea, and I'm not the only one, okay? I'm just going to preface this. I am not the only one that does this. My brain latched onto the idea that I was peeing myself.
Oh, no.
Totally. And I have a memory. I have a memory of being in second grade. I've also shared this on the show. Being in second grade, I was so afraid of, oh my God, this is so funny. I'm just like connecting the dots with all the trauma. When I was in second grade, I wet myself in front of the entire second grade. Aww. While we were taking a quiz on the history of volleyball on the gymnasium floor, because I was too scared to raise my hand and say I had to go to the bathroom. So I just totally let go. I peed all over the gym floor in my purple corduroy overalls. And then I told the teacher that I sat in lemon jello. And I thought she totally bought it because she was like, oh, you poor thing. We didn't clean that up. And then she took me to get my clothes changed. And so ever since then, I've had this deep down fear, like in my subconscious, this fear that at any moment I'm going to lose control and pee myself. And I guess when I smoked, that fear came to the surface and I could not enjoy myself because I was so obsessed with the idea that I was like totally going to lose function of all my bodily controls and pee myself. And I remember like having to go to the bathroom every few minutes, couldn't talk about the universe, couldn't sit in the car and listen to music because I was looking for a bathroom.
You poor thing. What a scarring experience.
It was scarring, and that continued to happen. And I've talked to people about this, and I've heard from multiple people that have this fear of peeing themselves, which is so interesting.
It is. And I think, you know, with the amount of detail that you remember from being so young, I mean, it's just one of those things that gets kind of burned into your brain, like the jelly donut and carrying that feeling forward. And I would definitely say you consumed too much THC in that case. And that would be a time that I would recommend that you take CBD if it's available to you, because what we're seeing is as marijuana is becoming legalized in many states and countries at this point, people are trying to make more and more potent products, and potent on that side means high THC concentrations. And when they isolate THC in the way I talked about CBD, so they strip out all the other compounds, so you just have that psychoactive component, you lose the other compounds that help to balance that out, and you can get very high and very anxious. And it's scary because it's difficult to bring you down from that because you've overwhelmed your body with that cannabinoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so interesting. It's a funny thing. I wasn't even going to go into that story. I had a totally different question for you. I don't know how we ended up there, but I'm glad we did. So what I was originally going to say, there is like, I remember going into, so Colorado has dispensaries all over. I don't know. It's legal in a lot of places, I'm sure by now. I don't really keep up with that. But my boyfriend at the time, had told me about a spray. There's like a spray that I think has THC in it and probably CBD as well. If not then I'm sure there is by now. But it was a spray that you used during sex, and you like sprayed it on your vulva.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's supposed to intensify sex. What do you know about this?
I know it's amazing.
Yeah?
Yes. So there are different versions. There are some that have THC and some that are just CBD. We actually will be launching a product probably the beginning half of 2019 that's just CBD. We've been product testing it internally, and it is amazing. So for anyone that has had any sort of anything sexually from trauma or pain or dryness, they're able to use this. And so have you had any of the CBD on your lips at all when you're putting it in your coffee? So maybe not, but next time you try to take it, if you do the sublingual, put just a little bit on your lip and you'll feel that it almost tingles a teeny bit. It's going to do the same thing for you if you're using it as a lubricant. But it's something you want to use maybe 10, 15 minutes before you want to get busy so that you give it a little bit of time to work. But from what I understand for women, this isn't a product that does much for men. But men, you are very lucky if you get to experience it with your woman, because it's pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'll tell you, with the product that you have, it is an MCT base. I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you that you can use it, but I have personally used our tincture in that manner, and you can experience it if you want to try it for yourself.
Really? Okay, so it's a tincture with a little dropper. Do I drop it on the outside, I guess? Just kind of rub it all around? Or how do you do that?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, just a couple drops. I usually just put it on my hand and spread it around where it needs to go.
Sweet.
And, you know, yes. 10 minutes or so, you'll feel lovely.
This is great. I'm really glad that we brought this up as well. And as you were talking, I totally took one of the little droppers and put it on my lip, and I feel it tingling now.
Isn't it crazy? It's just, It's very subtle. It's not anything crazy, but it's enough to give you a little extra something.
I'm just marinating in all this CBD right now, because I drank it this morning. Now it's on my lip. And then before we hopped on, I put on this, the Relief Muscle Gel on my shoulders, because my shoulders are kind of tight from doing acro yoga yesterday. And
that's my favorite.
Oh, it feels so. Is it kind of like an icy hot in a way?
It is. So there's a blend of essential oils that create that icy hot feeling. And the best part is, while you have that icy hot feeling going on, the CBD is penetrating your skin to actually get down to the inflammation and pain and work while your brain is preoccupied with that nice tingly feeling.
This is amazing. Like, that's so cool. And you have all these good things in it. The eucalyptus obviously is really, really strong. I love that smell. And you got rosemary in there, witch hazel. You've got, did I say peppermint already? You got peppermint, you got aloe. Oh my God, all the good things.
And it's all organic as well.
So I'm curious, why? So your company is called Rooted Life, and you've got a why in there. Why is the why in life? Is there a why?
Because everybody needs to have a why in their life.
Oh.
So yes. our why, it's myself and two female co-founders, and all of us had experiences specifically with the anxiety and depression, and have all been helped off of pharmaceuticals using it. And so when we were trying to come up with a name, it was really important for us to get behind our why. So when we were educating other people about CBD, it was always sharing that personal experience to, one, destigmatize the plant, because this is so different than, you know, stoner culture and walking into pot shops, but also to destigmatize anxiety and depression and own it. Because what I have found is the more people that I share that with, the more people are sharing their experience right back. And that allows me an opportunity to encourage them in their journey, whether it's, you know, CBD as a tool or something else that's worked for me. It's really where my passion is and what, you know, gets me up in the mornings.
Oh, I really love that. That's beautiful. And that question, why let into that so perfectly? And I love, I just think it's very symbolic, the name Rooted Life, because obviously, like, hemp, you know, it's a plant, it's rooted. Mm-hmm. And then it also makes you rooted, it makes you not so anxious and brings you back down to earth. And it's very grounding. And
I
there's a lot of intention in that title, and I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. So before we head on over to the divine deep dive round, where I'm going to ask you essentially some quick fire questions, is there anything else you really want to share with my audience that they should know about CBD? Any last words or something to leave off with them to think about?
Definitely. So real quick, just a high level overview. CBD is an antidepressant. It's antibacterial, anti-diabetic, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antipsychotic, anti-cancer, and anti-convulsant. So with all of that, it pretty much can help everybody from physical ailments to mental ailments, and everything in between. It is tied to every major organ system in your body, your digestive system, your neurological system, your immune system. So even if it's just a daily wellness supplement for you, it is a powerful antioxidant and neuroprotectant that can actually prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. So it is something I'm very passionate about helping other people find their way with. We have resources at our website, rootedlife.com, that we have a journal page to help you with your CBD journal that you can print off. It helps you to track your symptoms. And then there's also a simple guide on there that you can access that gives you recommendations on how to start, what product to select for you, and how to continuously monitor yourself to make sure that you're taking the right amount.
Oh,
and then
that's
the last
great. Oh, go ahead.
The last piece is just I know that this is a lot to take in. It's something that we always recommend that you check with your doctors on. But we do have a medical doctor on our board that creates all of our educational content. So we do free webinars online. If anybody has questions or you want to deep dive into the science behind CBD, you can always access it. It's completely free, all on our website.
Oh, yay. That's so great. Okay, that was like a lot of really good insight and information. I'm really curious about the physical effects in that way, more than just anxiety and depression, but how it can help with cancer and Alzheimer's. That's incredible.
There's so much more to it. This is just the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have customers that have MS that are coming off pharmaceuticals. There's epileptic patients. There are children with ADD and ADHD, autism. There's just so much that this can help with. And I just really encourage people to just Google CBD and type whatever ailment in you think it might be able to help and do some research. And I'm happy to help you with that.
Oh, that's good insight. That's good advice. Thank you for sharing all of that. First off, what really brought me to get excited about your mission and your business is the fact that it's woman owned and you are just like a powerhouse of women. And like, you're also so knowledgeable and you're doing your research and you're passionate and you're driven. And I will make sure I have all the links that you mentioned on the show notes for this episode so everyone can have easy access to check it out.
Thank you. And also, we'll make sure that there's a coupon code up there. We'll do Maddie Moon and you guys can save 10% off of any purchases.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much. That's so exciting.
Thank
you. I'll make sure I have that coupon also on the show notes, though. I hope you don't forget that because it's just my name. Okay. Ready for the divine deep dive round?
I am ready.
Okay. Question number one. These can just be like quick fire, whatever comes up for you first.
Okay.
This one might not be CBD related, but it might totally be. In life, who are your teachers and mentors?
My teachers and mentors are honestly my customers and the people that I work with, because, you know, with dealing with something like CBD, you get very personal with people, and oftentimes conversations wind up in tears. And so just learning from them and learning about their life experience and how they're overcoming whatever struggles in their life always teaches me and always teaches me to go back and be grateful for the things that I have.
What is one must-read book?
Ooh, good one. I would say The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. So it's essentially a book that talks about giving yourself 5 seconds to just get up and do it. So this has been huge for me dealing with anxiety. For example, doing sales visits, that was never me. I would sit in my car for a half hour trying to figure out what excuse I could use to not go inside. But this book teaches you, you give yourself 5 seconds and you get out of that car and you go in and do it. Don't give yourself the time to doubt it. Mm-hmm. And it's had a profound impact on my business and my personal life.
Currently, what is your favorite meal?
Ooh, I would say I'm a sucker for the comfort foods. Macaroni and cheese will always be my number one.
That's a good choice. if love tasted like a flavor, what would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say it would probably be sweet and sour sauce. I think that, you know, love is obviously sweet and most times it's beautiful, but there are times that are sour and you have to appreciate the flavor for what it is and appreciate the low times as much as you do the high times.
Oh my God, I love that. I love when I get an answer that is so unpredictable, because I mean, chocolate's great and all, and strawberries are great and all, but I think like sweet and sour sauce feels so much more aligned with what love really is than just chocolate. I think that's
I wish
more
it
like
was all chocolate.
Good sex. I think good sex is chocolate. And I think love. Yeah. I've received the answer wine before by Mark Manson, who wrote The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. He's great, but he talked about wine, like the bite and the bitterness, but the warmth and the richness and the depth. It was really beautiful. And then I've gotten a pot roast before, which was like, love is hearty. It's filling. It's not something that's just a quick fix. You got to work for it.
I love the question. What a thought-provoking question that is.
It's a fun one. I invite everyone listening to think about what you think love as a flavor would be. Okay, two more questions. Let's see. What's your favorite place to think?
Anywhere by the water, ideally the ocean, but any sort of body of water, I always feel a connection and a calling to it.
And last question, what word do you absolutely love using?
That is a really good question. I would say, this is going to sound like a really simple answer, but the word is simple. It's really just breaking things down to a simple way to digest it, whether it's a large project that you're working on, or a huge undertaking, or something that's completely overwhelming in your life. Breaking it down and keeping it simple, a bite at a time is really kind of my philosophy.
Yes, good one, good answer. So many good answers. Danielle, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. You obviously know your stuff. I love your company. I support it. I'm so excited to hear about the people listening in on this and their first purchases and how it goes for them. And thank you for all that you're doing and getting on podcasts and changing the views that people have around CBD because it's so helpful, and especially for women with anxiety and men and depression and health issues. We need to be letting go of those limiting beliefs around CBD and getting rid of that taboo and unpacking it and looking at it and not judging it and trying it for ourselves to see how it goes. So thank you.
It was great talking to you, and an honor to be a guest.
Like I said, everyone, you can get all of the links to the products. Go to maddiemoon.com/Danielle-Smith at any time, and you can check out that coupon code there. And we look forward to hearing your insights that you gained from this episode. Let me know by commenting on the photo for Danielle Smith on my Instagram on below. Send me a message, leave a review on iTunes, but let us know, how do you like CBD, and what are your thoughts and what are your questions? Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.